You've just joined us on the call. Welcome to the call. This is going to be the call with Michael Senoff, talking about how you can purchase a J. Abraham material for 5 cents on the dollar. My name's Banish Patel, and I'm a good friend of Michael, and today Michael's going to be covering a very good topic. He's going to be talking about J. Abraham and how he purchases J. Abraham material, and how you too can also purchase J. Abraham material for 5 cents on the dollar. I'm sure most of you know Michael, but for those that may not know of Michael Senoff, Michael has been for the last few years purchasing and reselling J. Abraham material, and he has one of the most amazing stories that I've ever seen on the internet on what he's done and what he's been able to achieve. So I'm not really going to go too much into Michael, but what I am going to first do is say, Michael, are you there?
I'm here, Vinish.
Well, look, Michael, I mean, I came across your site a few years ago. I was searching for some J. Abraham literature and came across your site. Your story and what you did, it has always been an interesting story. The thing that really interests me is we all know J. Abraham as a marketing person, and what was amazing for me to read with yourself was how you were able to purchase J. Abraham material so cheaply. How did you purchase your first set of J. Abraham tapes for 5 cents on the dollar?
It all came from a need, just like anyone else out there. Everyone knows how expensive J. Abraham marketing seminars are. Some of them are $15,000, some $20,000. I think, and I don't know for sure, I think he's done some for even $50,000. But I had a pen manufacturing business, and like any other business, I was looking for new ways to make more money with my pen business. But I ended up listening to an audio tape interview between J. Abraham and Tony Robbins. And it was the first time I was ever introduced to J. Abraham. And I was a guy looking for answers for my pen business. And I was just amazed at what I heard. And I just became addicted. I wanted more of it. And then I started looking for more J. Abraham. And I think I did a search on the internet. And I ended up contacting Jay's office and talking to Carl Turner. Carl Turner's Jay's like right-hand man who handles all the sales. I told him I wanted some J. Abraham material, and I think I ended up buying the optimization videos, and I believe they were around $200 or $300. I got these videos, and I can remember putting them in the VCR and watching them. It was a wonderful presentation that Jay did at Tony Robbins' Life Mastery Seminar, and it was just a great condensed presentation of a good majority of Jay's concepts on video. I found a guy who had gone to the J. Abraham seminar. He was in California, and I think I had asked him if he would be willing to sell me his set of tapes. And he said no, but he said he would fax me a list of all the people who attended in California. So he sent me a couple pages of a fax with all the J. Abraham protege attendees. Now, the protege seminar was in 1989 and 1990. And I found a lady who went to the seminar from 1990 right here in San Diego. I called her up. That was my very first set of seminar tapes that I ended up buying from her for $50.
So you were able to buy, was it $10,000 or $20,000 seminar set for $50?
She paid either $15,000 or $20,000. Dollars to go to the seminar, and she had gotten back from the seminar, and I don't think she ever did anything with it, and the stuff was in just beautiful condition, probably in the same box it was as when she brought it home from the seminar. She was finished with marketing, she was finished with business, and it was sitting there, and she was never going to do anything with it, and I offered her $50, and she took the $50, and that was my first set of tapes that I bought for myself, personally, to study.
I guess what you did was obviously study the material and utilize that within your pen business?
I studied the material and I utilized it in my pen business, that's correct.
What caused you to sell these tapes?
I had studied the tapes, and the tapes were probably sitting on my shelf for over a year. And at that time, I was engaged, I got married, I moved into a house with my wife, and we had spent a lot of money in fixing up the house, but I wanted this blue barbecue grill. It was a smoker. It was called a Kamado, and it's a beautiful barbecue grill. And I wanted this thing. It was $1,700, but my wife wasn't into the idea of me spending $1,700 on a barbecue grill. So I said, fine, I'm going to sell my J. Abraham tapes. And at that time, I had learned about eBay. Remember when eBay stock was like going through the roof and it was all over the media? And I thought eBay was absolutely incredible. And I was going to sell something on eBay. But I was not computer savvy enough. I didn't know how to upload a picture. I didn't know what HTML was. I didn't have a digital camera. But I finally got a digital camera. I had learned how to load a picture up on an eBay auction, and I did an auction, and I don't think there were many people at all selling J. Abraham materials. And the auction ended, and I had sold the tapes for $1,700. And I just said, holy smokes. I go, man, I mean, there must be a market for this stuff. That was my first sale on eBay, and when you can make a profit like that, it just only made sense to let me see if I could do it again.
Who did you sell it to? Was it someone in San Diego?
No, my very first customer was a gentleman named Piero, and I don't know his last name, but he is in Australia.
Okay. Obviously, he had a benefit in that he purchased it with a significant discount, and so he was still satisfied. What happened next?
See, when you buy these materials, you're not just buying one set of tapes. When you find a set of J. Abraham materials, when I started with the Protégé stuff, you got all kinds of stuff. And it took me a while to learn that this stuff all came bundled together. And if you've ever seen J. Abraham's promotions, you see all the bonuses he gives when you buy a set of tapes or when you go to his seminar. He throws in so much material to make it so enticing to go. So these people who paid $20,000 to go to the seminar, they got a set of the audio tapes. In some cases, they got another set of the audio tapes, what's called a Protégé reunion set, which was another seminar that all the original attendees could go to. So there's two sets of Protégé tapes. There's boot camp tapes, which are these 28 preliminary material tapes that he sends out before the people go to the seminar. There's his classic, all his ads, the ad guide, which is this huge book of all these advertisements that are successful that he's used over the years, and successful ads from other marketers, which is just a gold mine. And then there's this contract guide. There's videos from Gary Halbert. There were these two videos from a guy named Kenrick Cleveland who taught NLP at the Protégé seminar. There was a video from a guy named Harry Pickens who was an incredible marketing protégé, and he ended up being like a star marketing protégé at the seminar. There was a set of what's called FIMEO, which was this huge volume of written material. It was a $3,000 product. That's what he retailed it for back then. And then there was Your Marketing Genius at Work, which was one of his first products, which was a series of 18 different reports. And so when I broke all this stuff up and sold it on eBay, I mean, I knew if I found someone and I could buy a set of tapes, even if I paid $500 for all their material, if they had it and it was all in good condition, it was easily $1,000 net in my pocket.
Right, because you'd obviously just break it up and sell each one individually if people are interested in little bits. Obviously, your first set of tapes, you went to the first person and he said, no, I don't want to sell them. But he gave you a fax copy of some of the people that attended the Protégé?
Exactly.
How many people attended the original camp?
There were over 900 people who went through a series of four or five Protégé training seminars back in 1989, 1990. But there was a list of 900 people, and this was an amazing thing. When I kept calling off the list that the guy had faxed me, I was just calling on people in California because that's all he gave me, I found some additional sets, some locally and some in different parts of California. Well, I acquired a set of material from another person in California, and then in with the box was this spiral-bound notebook of the entire list of everyone who went to this Protégé seminar, depending on what session. So if I bought a set of tapes from his last Protégé session, I had all the people who went from the previous sessions. If I bought a set of tapes and that book of all the other Protégés was in there from the first session, I only had the first, say, 200 or 300 people. He made it available to any of the Protégés so they network with each other, and he still does it today in all his seminars.
So what you had was one of the packages you bought had a list of 900 people that had attended Protégé seminars.
That's right.
What did you do when you saw that?
I was ready to start calling all these people and buying as much of this protege J. Abraham material as I could. So I took that list, I looked in the yellow pages, I found someone who did data entry, and I think I paid a lady maybe $100 to enter them all into a database. And I started making calls looking for J. Abraham tapes.
Now, how old would this list be?
This list at the time was at least 10 years old. I mean, you can imagine calling on a 10-year-old list. Here's the experience I had. You know, many people have a lot of things going on in their life, and they move or they get divorced or people die. And I had all these cases when I was calling, when I could make contact with people. But when I found somebody where the number was still the same, and they had been in that same house or apartment or residence for the last 10 years, there's a good chance that they still had those tapes and that they were sitting down in some basement or some attic. Because what I found, the biggest reason someone doesn't have the tapes is because they've moved or they've gotten divorced and the husband took it or the business went out of business and everything was thrown away. I found a cross-section of all kinds of situations.
And did you find that when, obviously, you managed to contact someone that attended the seminar and that they did have a set, that it was relatively easy to purchase?
That's a good question, Vanish. Everyone was different. I had people who were on the list who were diehard J. Abraham fans, and they wouldn't sell their set of tapes for $10,000. I had people who hated the stuff. You know, people who go to the seminars, a lot of them are in business, and they can justify a price like that for a lot of different reasons. But one reason is you can write it off at the end of the year. So it's a write-off. It's a business expense. Now, when someone's invited to a seminar, many times Jay allows them to bring a guest to the seminar. I think in many cases, the guest gets a whole set of materials also. So the guest may have been coming with the owner of the business. Maybe the secretary went with the owner of the business, or maybe the wife went with the husband, and there may be two sets of tapes. So everyone who went to the seminar doesn't mean they're diehard J. Abraham fans and doesn't mean they're emotionally attached to the material.
Yeah, I agree, because one of the things you tend to find is that people that go along, you can often find, are there because the business has told them to go, as opposed to they want to go.
Yeah, that's right. That makes sense.
Obviously, when you were looking to purchase the tapes, was it just a straight cash offer, or did you have to add a sweetener?
This is what I did. I mean, what am I going to tell these people when I call them? Simply call, and I said, my name's Michael Sinoff. I'm calling from San Diego, California. This may be a crazy call, but I got your name from a list as one of the people who went to that J. Abraham seminar 10 years ago. I mean, they're going to remember. If they spend $15,000-$20,000 to go to this seminar and went to that seminar, they're going to remember that event. And I say, I was looking for an old set of those tapes. By any chance, do you still have any of that old material? And in some cases, they say, nope, I dumped it. It's gone. I don't have any of it. Some cases they say, yeah, but I'm not willing to sell it. In some cases, people actually gave it to me. And it just all depends on the emotional attachment to the material. Now, 10 years is a long time to go by for somebody.
The way that you approach the person, you didn't approach them as a trader. You just approach them as, hey, I'm somebody that's found out about you, and just really asking in a friendly way. I think one of the things that I've learned certainly from yourself is don't mention the money, and it won't then become an issue.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell them that I want to buy it and resell it, because then they're probably, you know, they want to know, well, what's this guy doing, you know, well, maybe I should resell it. Back then, a lot of people didn't know about eBay, or they may not have had a computer, or may not be computer savvy, or had no idea that there was any value in them. If I found someone who had everything, all the stuff I mentioned earlier, and I knew what I could get for the materials eventually, I would offer them $500. I don't think I ever paid over $500. Now, if I came up to a time where I have a customer looking for a particular item, and then I knew I could sell it or had it sold before I bought it, could figure out what it's worth to me, what I can offer somebody. But in most cases, think about it, the stuff's been sitting there for years, and this could be parallel to any kind of 10-year-old business, not just J. Abraham tape. It just happens to be my particular market, a very small niche market. But some people, I'd get it for $250, some people $500, some people for free, Sometimes maybe I'd pay $1,000. It also depends how the market was on eBay. People buying, was it a slow time? And there's definitely ups and downs in this market. And another thing I learned, which is pretty interesting, I start getting a lot of calls when Jay Abraham starts promoting a seminar. Because he may have maybe 250,000, maybe 75,000 I've heard. I don't know exactly what. But now he's internet savvy and he emails these people. So if he's sending out a promotion for a seminar that may be $15,000, you have people going on the internet searching Google for Jay Abraham. And that's how I find a lot of my customers. So I get a lot of those people originally researching Jay Abraham. And he's doing so many promotions and joint ventures with all kinds of people.
Well, look, let's just check in with the callers and see if they've got any questions so far.
Mike, this is Daryl. Did you ever get any backlash from the Abraham group from what you were doing?
That's a good question. I was going to bring that up. I sure did. When I first started selling on eBay, I got a call from Jay Abraham's attorney, a guy named Troy Tate. He called me, and he wanted to make sure that I wasn't counterfeiting this stuff, because obviously word got back to him. So what I did was, I got my checkbook, and I had about 20 checks that I had paid original seminar attendees, and I photocopied every check from all the proteges that he could check with his mailing list, and I Federal Express next day aired those copies of those checks to show him, to prove to him that, yes, I was buying this originally and legitimately from his previous seminar attendee. And as long as I'm not counterfeiting or making unauthorized copies, I'm playing within the game.
But there's been no other backlash or anything like that?
No other backlash. As a matter of fact, over the years, Troy Tate has come to me asking for advice about what items may be counterfeit or if there's an eBay seller that I may know anything about, because I knew the eBay market and the Jay Abraham tapes, and I knew a lot of the sellers. So it's been pleasant and positive, nothing negative.
Thank you.
Okay, so Michael, you were obviously selling using eBay. eBay has an enormous growth rate. Just as you said there, originally when you were starting to selling Jay Abraham material on eBay, there weren't many people, and obviously now there are a few more, and unfortunately there are a few people that are doing counterfeit or fakes. As a person that obviously has studied Jay Abraham for a number of years, you know all the different types of material, what they look like. Someone new like me who may have never purchased a set of tapes, how do you spot what the real one looks like and what the fakes look like? Is there maybe some hints and tips that you could give?
Yeah, there's definitely some hints and tips. Sometimes it can be hard. As a matter of fact, I have purchased something off of eBay and it's been counterfeit and I've been stuck with it, but it was my fault because I got greedy and I didn't take the time and do due diligence. If I had followed some criteria that I'm going to tell you about, I would not have been stuck with worthless tapes. First of all, the worst thing is, if they're counterfeit, there's usually a good chance that the quality is terrible, especially the audio. I don't know if you've ever listened to an audio tape that's been recorded second generation. It's an unpleasant experience. It makes your learning process much more difficult, and you end up losing out in the end. Here's what I would do. If you find a set of tapes on eBay and you're not sure whether they're legitimate, I would call me first and tell me what it is, send me a link to the eBay auction, ask me my opinion, and I'll give you my best advice based on the stuff I've seen. Now, I don't have all the answers because, you know, I'm not in Jay Abraham's business. I don't know all the stuff he's producing. I don't have an inside look at that. I can only let you know from the experience of all the multiple tapes and stuff that I've bought from original seminars attendees and just go by matching it up on what those looked like. But number one, if you're buying on eBay, you want to look at a guy's feedback rating. You want to make sure that that guy has good feedback, and you want to see how long he's been a member of eBay. That's very important. If you see a guy with a feedback rating of 0 or 1 or 2 or anything under 5, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Also, you should never buy from an eBay auction without seeing a photo of the actual product. Many people will put up descriptions, but you should demand a photograph and demand proof that the actual product is right there. So that's number two. I wouldn't buy unless he could provide some kind of photo, and it's easy enough when you're doing an auction to put them up on eBay now. Also, I would email the seller and ask him where these tapes came from. Was he an original attendee from a seminar? Where did he get them? Did he buy them from somebody on eBay? You know, what's the deal? Where did they come from? See if he answers your email. And you can use your common sense. If you get a feeling that something's fishy, it most likely is. Those are probably the four or five things that I would do that I would think can keep you pretty safe. Also, on my website, if anyone emails me and just put in the subject line, counterfeit tapes, I'll send you to a special link on my website that I have actual photos of counterfeit tapes, and I give you a lesson on what to look for through photographs. So I can show you how some of the labels are crooked and how they're misprinted. If they look terrible, there's a good chance they're counterfeit. And I have specific examples up on my site at hardtofindseminars.com, and I can send you a link to that so you can study and get a little more detail on that. This is the end of part one. Please continue to part two.
Did you know that I buy and pay cash for old marketing seminars? You may be a person who has a closet full of old marketing seminars just sitting there, waiting to be sold for cash. Well, if you do, I'm looking for Jay Abraham, Gary Halbert, old vintage marketing seminars, audio tapes, and books. And all you got to do is pick up the phone and call me or email me a list of what you have. I'll make you a cash offer on the spot, and you can turn some of that stuff that just sitting there doing nothing into cash that you can reinvest in some of my other products on the site or to do whatever you want with. That's another tip from Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.